We look forward to seeing you at 2 Days of Truth being presented by Beyond Labels. It's our fourth annual 2 Days of Truth Summit. This year's theme is Detox is for Everybody. We're bombarded by everything from chemtrails to EMFs to pesticides, herbicides, even toxic people. We're going to deal with all of these aspects at the 2 Days of Truth Summit coming up. Sina, give us the final information.
I'm really excited about this summit. I think this is going to be our best one yet. It's June 14th and 15th at Polyphase Farm. We have some fantastic speakers like Sayer G, the founder of Green Med Info, Dr. Leland Stillman, who's been featured by Wise Traditions lately, Hilda Labrador, affectionately known as Holistic Hilda, you and me, of course. We also have, for the first time ever, a kids and teens program. So now the adults can enjoy the adult side while they know that their kids and their teens are having fun while also being educated by Joel, myself, and Hilda. It's going to be a blast. And this year, what we're going to do is we're going to actually teach you ancient and modern techniques for how to detoxify the body, mind, and spirit. And we're going to help you put together a personalized plan, like an action plan that you can take home and start. As soon as you arrive home, you can implement this action plan and start your detoxing.
You know, listen, folks, Polyphase is only 8 hours from half of the U.S. population. Take a long weekend, come join us, and you'll rub shoulders with other like-minded people, find our tribe, and be encouraged. It's a lonely place out there lots of times, especially if you're a bit of a maverick. So come and spend time with other mavericks and get encouraged, inspired, and enthused about living a more healthy life.
So I love the topic for this year, detoxification. It is one of the most important topics that we could ever address at our health summit. Because as Joel mentioned, everyone, every single person needs to know how to detoxify their body, mind, and spirit in order to achieve optimal health and wellness.
Herbs and spices have actually been used by ancient cultures to heal the body, mind, and spirit for as long as we know, right? I mean, it harkens back to archaeologists say at least 60,000 years. So as long as we have dated records, we know that they've been using herbs and spices as medicine. We know that the modern pharmaceutical industry, they recognize the power of herbals because 80% of the pharmaceuticals were developed from plants. All right, 80% of them were developed from plants. So they know the power of herbal medicine. Currently, there is over 100,000 studies published in the scientific literature that actually demonstrates the ability of herbs and spices to combat both chronic diseases and acute illnesses.
Welcome everyone to another episode of the Beyond Labels podcast with yours truly, Joel Salatin, the farmer, and our favorite researcher, Dr. Sina McCullough. Today, we're going to dip into an interesting topic. A lot of people ask about herbs and herbalism. And of course, Sina is a huge fan and knows quite a bit of the science behind many of the herbs. But we don't hear in mainstream medical circles, we don't hear people extol the virtues of herbs very much. So I'm going to start with a personal story here. We back many, many years ago, I mean, like decades ago, we had some friends that were that had a motorboat on Smith Mountain Lake here in Virginia, and the kids were real little and they'd never been on a water boat, water skiing or anything like that. So, we took a long weekend and went down and of course, camped with them. They didn't have a house down there. We had a campground and common shower facilities and all that. Anyway, long story short, great weekend, came back from that. And I got a planner's wart from that common shower, facility. At least that's the only thing I can figure. And so, being a male and being stubborn, I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't, this thing starts growing and growing and growing. I'm here on the farm. I'm working, I'm starting to limp, this thing's getting as big as a golf ball almost, and I'm walking around, like I've only got one leg and Teresa's complaining, you gotta go get this, And we met right about that time, a friend who was an herbalist, and she said, put comfrey on it. Well, we had always grown comfrey here, as a plant for rabbits and chickens and all sorts of things. And so I went out to the comfrey and I got a nice big green leaf. I crumpled it up in my shoe. I put my sock over it and crumpled up in my shoe and stepped on it. Of course, that squeezed it and the juice came out in my foot. And the second day I did that, my foot stung. I mean, it stung like you were putting methylate on a open wound, you know. And I had this epiphany, wow, if it's stinging like that, it's probably doing some good, you know? And so I did it religiously and literally, I'm not telling you. It was like a miracle. It wasn't overnight, but within 30 days, that entire, it wasn't as big as a golf ball, but almost, it was huge. That thing literally just fell out of my foot. And new skin completely covered it, and no problems, you know, ever since. But to that, and I can share a couple other stories too. But you know, if you're listening to this and you're herbs, listen. These herbs they're powerful things, and it's just we talk about a societal bankruptcy and wealth and value. Let me tell you, one of the biggest bankruptcies in our culture is that we have marginalized herbs as a culture and are not appreciating or utilizing herbs in this kind of very practical way. So I am not an herbalist, but I love herbalists and I want friends who are herbalists. And so I'm thrilled that Sina knows a lot more about this than I do. There are wonderful books. You know, Amy Fuel has written a great one. There's plenty of material out here. And so we're going to do a quick dive today into Sina's kind of herbal first aid kit that she keeps at her house so we can all learn from her wisdom.
Thanks, Joel. That's an amazing story. And actually, we're going to get to it in a few minutes. But one of my favorite herbs in my first aid kit is a combination of herbs that includes comfrey. So I was really excited to hear that you used it as well and it was successful. Okay, so let me start out by saying I know a lot of people that kind of doubt the power of herbs. And I'm not sure that I ever doubted the power of herbs, but I just didn't know anything about it. You know, I was raised in a house where we just used Western medicine, like Neosporin even. So not only pharmaceuticals, but our first aid kit was a modern first aid kit. You know, it had, the aspirin, the Neosporin, the sprays when you got burns, you know, totally modern medicine. What I've learned.
The gauze is probably a good thing to have at a first aid kit. We're not suggesting that you throw the baby out with the bathwater here. You know, if you've got a cut, you probably need a bandage. So, you know, bandaging materials, things like that in a first aid kit is probably a good thing.
Yes, bandaging material is great, but I would say opt for the organic gauze and the organic cotton balls. And there's like organic bandages. So yes, keep the bandages. So we'll get into all this. Let me start by saying that herbs and spices have actually been used by ancient cultures to heal the body, mind, and spirit for as long as we know, right? I mean, it harkens back to archaeologists say at least 60,000 years. So as long as we have dated records, we know that they've been using herbs as medicine, herbs and spices as medicine. We know that modern pharmaceuticals, the modern pharmaceutical industry, they recognize the power of herbals because 80% of the pharmaceuticals were developed from plants. All right, 80% of them were developed from plants. So they know the power of herbal medicine. Currently, there is over 100,000 studies published in the scientific literature that actually demonstrates the ability of herbs and spices to combat both chronic diseases and acute illnesses, right? So over 100,000 studies. So in other words, what I'm saying is modern science has actually verified that God's medicine really does work. And today I'm going to give you some examples of how it works just as well as modern medicine, or in some cases, even better than modern medicine. Okay, so first question is, why would you want an herbal first aid kit? All right, so sometimes people want to move toward herbal first aid kits because shortages in the pharmaceutical industry and, you know, the medical industry. We already know that Pfizer has said that there's an antibiotic shortage, and there's probably more of an antibiotic shortage to come. There are a lot of herbs that you can use as antibiotics. Sometimes people opt for herbals because they react negatively to the man-made medications. I am one of those people that even when my parents, you know, gave me man-made medicines, I reacted negatively to it. Sometimes people need to move away from them because there are, for instance, a lot of corn-derived medications. There's a lot of corn fillers in medications, and sometimes people have gluten sensitivity and they can't consume those. And then some people, like me, also just don't want to consume synthetics, right? Modern first aid kits usually consist of medications that are made from synthetic chemicals that are produced in a lab. So for instance, in aspirin, the active ingredient in aspirin is actually derived from benzene, which is a petroleum byproduct. A propylene glycol is also derived from petroleum, and it is widely used in medications like capsules, tablets, topicals, so like creams and gels. Even Vaseline is usually made from crude oil. Modern medicines that are in first aid kits also typically have artificial colorings and flavors. They're commonly added to pain medications, as well as cold and cough syrups. Aspartame can be added to, you know, combat the bitter taste of different medications. Antimicrobials like benzoate are also added to extend shelf lives. And then there's preservatives, fillers, and binders that are also like listed as inactive ingredients. And a lot of those, you might be surprised to learn, or maybe not, that they're derived often from genetically modified corn or soy. So there's a lot of ingredients in there that I just don't care to consume. So instead, I create my own natural herbal first aid kit using God's medicine. Okay, the first remedy that I want to share is actually called people's paste. And just so you know, this herbal first aid kit that I'm sharing today was part of a 6-part series that I wrote for Epoch Times. And so we're going to include in the show notes links to each of those articles. So you don't have to take notes while I'm talking. All the recipes are in the articles, all the scientific literature that I have referenced, it's all in the article, okay? So the first one is people's paste. I love people's paste. This is actually, it's an herbal remedy that's been used by ancient cultures to stop bleeding, to disinfect wounds, to heal cuts and punctures. And actually in an emergency situation, people's paste can be used instead of stitches. So this is one of my coolest herb stories, is that one of my 5 dogs got into a fight, and his forearm, almost the entire arm was cut open, you know, like all along the forearm where the skin was hanging off the bone. You can like see the bone going into it. Luckily, it didn't cut through like an artery or a vein, but it cut all the way to the bone. The skin was just hanging down. And my husband was sure that I was going to have to run that dog in and get the dog stitches. But instead, what I did was I took people's paste. And if you're watching the video, I'm trying to hold it up. It's actually just a powder. It's like a golden color powder. And all I did was I took the powder and I packed it inside that cut, like just kept packing it and packing it, until nothing was oozing out from it. So like basically until it was just all dry. I put a cone around the dog's neck so he didn't lick it. And then throughout the day, every day for several days, I just came back and repacked the people's paste on it. So basically just took the powder, and put it on. Go ahead.
Yeah, did you wrap it? Did you wrap it so the skin would stay, you know, stay together?
So originally when I first put it on, I did apply loose organic gauze around it. What happened was the wound kept oozing. And so it stuck to the gauze. And so that next day, I had to actually reopen the wound, trying to get the gauze off. Yes, it was awful, my poor dog. So anyhow, I did not, after that, address it with gauze. I actually just kept packing on the paste. Throughout the day, I'd walk over there, and if I saw that it was wet at all from oozing, I would just put more paste on, and I left it exposed to the air, and then the cone on his head so he couldn't lick it. And I kid you not, Joel, in 30 days, the people's paste fell off. You couldn't tell at all. There was only like some hair was missing from that area where the skin was growing back together, and a little tiny red mark, which is now completely gone. But that happened in 30 days. So that's the power of people's paste, is it actually heals from the inside out. It forms like a scab on top of that area. So like an herbal scab, while your skin is doing its job trying to find it, form its own scab, it heals from the inside out. When it's ready to come off, like when the healing's done, it just falls right off, like a naturally made scab would do. But I'm telling you, 30 days, I didn't give him any antibiotics, nothing else, just using the people's paste, and it healed that. And now he goes on 45-minute walks every single day. Like there's no residual, you know, issues whatsoever.
So the people's paste works on canines too.
Yes, it works on dogs. It works on people. I've used it on a friend of mine whose stitches actually came out from a surgical procedure. We packed it in there and it worked wonderfully. No need for antibiotics or anything. It just healed where the stitches left off. So yes, this is a fantastic herbal remedy. And I'll tell you, people's paste is really just a combination of herbs. And there's a lot of different recipes for people's paste. I have my favorites, which includes golden seal, slippery elm bark, comfrey, as you mentioned, and myrrh. So those are my favorite for people's paste.
Thank you for joining us on Beyond Labels. Our mission with this podcast is to make it accessible to everyone.
But we are behind a paywall because the issues we discuss are often subject to censorship. We run into that, and so we have an extremely modest paywall to let us have the freedom to discuss the kind of issues we want to discuss in the way we want to discuss them. And you can become a member and enjoy all this content by clicking on the description box below. We look forward to having you join our family.